And that's why we moved there, because Dad could walk to work. And because we didn't have a car.
And
we moved from Euclid near Grand River to Cascade, which was back of Grand River, oh, I don't know how many blocks it was.
Oh, yeah.
Six, eight blocks.
So that would have been in about 1934 or early 35, because I'm trying to remember when Dad started at four. It seemed to me about 35 or 36. 1935
or 36. That's been later than that. Let's see. 34, 35, 36. Must have been about 36.
Okay.
When did they start?
Well, that's right, he worked at receiving. But
Al Vannoni was there before Dad. Oh, yeah. He's been there a long time, because he got his dad a job there. That's why his dad came down from Sutton Bay, Florida. But he got his dad a job in Boyd. So then Dad, the wages weren't very much at Cunningham. They were like
$30. $30 to $40 a week, if I remember right.
They were less than that. So Al told him that he could get him into Ford's, I think it was $6 an hour. Does that seem a lot?
Yeah, that would seem a lot. But in 1935, the union with Walter Ruther started. Now, I would think $3 to $4 an hour. Now, we're going to have to guess at this. We'll never really know that.
That is to receive, and I don't suppose that I have any of these own pay stubs left.
No.
I did have for years, but I think that we threw those out years ago. The wages were quite a bit better than they were at Sparrow's, because, and then he didn't have to work nights. He didn't have to work weekends. He worked 5 days a week.
We'll never really know that.
That is to receive, and I don't suppose that I have any of these own pay stubs left.
No.
I did have for years, but I think that we threw those out years ago. The wages were quite a bit better than they were at Sparrow's, because, and then he didn't have to work nights. He didn't have to work weekends. He worked 5 days a week. Where in the drugstore, he worked six, and part of the time nights.
Yeah.
He worked long days in the drugstore for that $30, $35 a week, whatever he got.
I can remember a time I was selling Christmas cards. I was really young then, and I got in trouble with you and Dad, and I think I can remember Dad saying, because I had to pay up the bill of the unused cards that I had not sold, that Dad was making about $45 or $50 a week at Boyd's, and this would have been about 1937. And we stayed there until...
See, when we moved to Cascade, we moved upstairs into a five-room flat. Well, it was fictional, really.
Right.
And then we were upstairs about 2 years, and then the Scottish couple downstairs moved out, and we moved downstairs.
Right.
And we lived there, well, we were all together 5 years at that place. We were downstairs 3 years before we moved down on Morley. And Linda was born while we lived upstairs on Cascade. Yeah, and she was born in 38, wasn't she?
We'll have to determine that. Well, I can ask her. But it was right around there. Well, she's 9 years younger than I am. I'm 50, so she'd be 41. You're right, it would be 1939.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It would be either 38 or 39.
She was born December, see, so that would be late 38. She was born, sure, in December. And because she was only a year and a half old, I think, when we moved to Marley.
And why was that?
Around a year and a half, maybe.
Did Brad go to work at Willow Run while we were on Cascade, or after we moved to Marley?
Then we moved to Marley. Yeah, after we moved to Marley.
We moved to Marley in about 1940.
Yeah.
41.
I think so. 40 or 41, somewhere right in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, when Dad went out there and the war had started, then name me the members of your family that came down to work at the Willow Run bomber plant, like Grandpa Olson. Who else? Albert? That's quick.
Well, Albert still stayed on at Briggs. No, Albert had gone back home. He'd married and gone back to the farm because Dad come down. He went back to the farm to keep the farm because Edward and Louie had both come to Detroit and were working. Edward was working for
Edward worked for Hackle Good.
But Jewish or was it for down in Highland Park?
I don't know. He might have gone to Highland Park first. But I can remember when he worked for Hackwell Buick.
Yeah.
And we had this very 1937 Buick.
Buick, yeah.
Now, where Louie was?
Louie stayed with Helen. Helen and Herman had moved to Inkster. And Louie went out there to live with them. He and his friends from Cotton Bay, Ernie Walters, Henrietta's brother. And so they lived with Helen, and they worked for Willow Run. Well, then Dad came down, and he lived with Helen. Louie lived with us. Edward lived with us. But Dad went out because he was going to work at Willow Run, and that was closer to Willow Run from Helen. So he lived with Helen. Dad went out to work at Willow Run. One wasn't even started to build yet. All they had set up was a
concert type.
Yes, thing where they received materials, and then he was in the receiving department, helped to receive some of the first materials that come out there.
Which was to re-erect the building.
Yeah, he and what was the name of the guy that we bought ABR, a little red dog from? What was that guy's name?
We'll think of it later.
Anyway, he and Dad were the first two that went out there from Ford to receive materials for Willow Run when that was built.
Okay.
But my dad only stayed out there, wasn't very long, and then they found out he had TB.
That's when your dad had TB.
And then
where did he go? What did he do after that?
He had to go to Harlow Sanitarium.
Did he stay there long? Now this is the part that I don't remember. I was going to high school then.
Yeah.
Did he stay in the house sanitarium like 6 months, a year?
Yes, he was there. So the summer. He wasn't there a year. He was there into the summer.
What year would you guess this was?
Oh, yeah.
Would it have been in like 1942, 1943?
Yeah, I would think right around there. It would seem that it was.
It was
42.
The war was on, and Willow Run was built. Now, whether they were producing airplanes or not, I don't recall. I was thinking...
Well, Dad left before they ever got into that stage. He wasn't out there very long, because Dad probably had TB before he came down here, because he had bought an old house and moved it home on the farm for Albert Henrietta to live in, and he had worked in that to finish the inside of it that winter with no heat, and he kept taking cold after cold after cold, and that was the winter before.
Yeah, I remember.
And that summer, he wasn't very well. Well, in the fall was when he came and thought he'd get away from the farm and do something else. But while he was in Willow Run, that's when they found out he had TB. So he wasn't there long. And he went to Hollow. And then we went to visit him a number of times. And then he went home, and then his doctor in Sutton Bay examined him, and he was x-rayed. Then he sent him to Gaylor. And Dad was in Gaylor with TB, 2-3 years. 3 years, probably.
Yeah. Now, during that course of time, Edward and Louie were in the service. So this left Albert the only man
of the farm. Yeah. Albert and Henrietta's mother were all the only ones, but Albert was the only man and Leonard.
He hired no one.
No.
Albert hired.
Just the farmers helped him. They helped each other back and forth, the farmers did at that time, because it was a lot of fellows had to go into service, so the farmers and their sons for help helped each other.
Where was Jackie born in? What house? I know it was in Sutton Bay,
Jackie was born in your grandma and grandpa Hoyt's house in Sutton Bay, in the main street.
In the house. He wasn't born like that.
She was born in the house.
Who was attending that? Do you know?
Born 22 months later in the upstairs in the Pearson flat. We moved by ourselves.
Okay.
And that was our house next door to Antonina Zawala.
Right.
We had an apartment up there. You were born there.
Did we move out of there shortly after you moved in the house after I was born? That what I'm saying?
No.
Jackie was born at Grandma Hoyt's house, then flat. Must have moved across the street to the Peterson house.
We lived in the little flat one. Linda, or Jackie was the little. We moved there when she was 9 months old. And that was just a three-room apartment. We moved in and bought all our furniture, and we moved in there when she was 9 months old.
All right, so that house up at 204 up there at the north end of Sutton Bay with the wind shingle that I referred to last night. We moved there for a while.
When you were 3 years old.
And
Jackie was five.
Whose house was that?
That belonged to Anna Hansen.
Yeah.
Who was a spinster, we'll say. Mm-hmm. Who worked in an office in Washington, D.C. Who built the house for rental. Because her home was still in Sutton Bay. She owned several homes there.
Okay. When I grew up in the Olson Farm, there are a number of farmers that had homes. I guess how it became there, I don't know. But I got to have their name. When you came north on 22 and turned on 611 to go up to the Olson Farm, it was a big farm right on the corner. Would that have been the Louis Solon Farm?
That was the Louis Solon Farm.
Now when you came up through those hardwoods, and then there was a small swamp, and you came around another curve, there was another Solon Farm.
Well, that was going another direction, though. That was going west. And from the St. Louis Solon Farm, you went directly north.
Yeah.
Then the next farm home you'd come to would be the Stone House, which was a Mrs. Widow Larson.
The Larson Farm. All right.
She had five sons. And then on a little bit further was the Sutter Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And she was also a widow.
Right.
And Mrs. Sutter.
Right. And also right in that area, a Harp House. Would that have been in the close?
Well, that was right to the east.
Yeah.
Right
to
the east.
You could see it from the road.
Yeah, she was an Indian lady.
Right.
And a Harp attorney. And, but then when you got to the Sutter, Mrs. Sutter's farm, then you turned left and went around a barrier, which is a high hill there. Then you came to my Grandma and Grandpa Moe's farm.
And right across the street, the road from Grandma and Grandpa Moe's farm was who? That would have been the...
Well, that was the Sutter farm.
All right.
But then you went over the hills, and that was the OAS farm.
All right. But on the other side of the road there...
See that.
Was that a stolen? Like when you turn left to go into... Moe's farm, it was a
street. Well, that was the other Solon. That was Antrim Solon.
Right, that's what I wanted to know.
That was before you got to the Larson farm. You could see that. You didn't pass it on that road, but the farm buildings and the home set back up on the hill.
All right.
That was a beautiful big farm.
Okay. Then after that, there was Grandpa's Olson farm and the Kiesel farm.
Yeah.
Who's the farm beyond the Kiesel farm when one towards the back?
Oh, that was to the left. It was the Laidlaw farm.
The Laidlaw. And then when you went east, you went to the people that made the wine. We talked about this.
Oh, Nick Kubota farm.
The Kubota farm.
Then there was the Tom Roval farm on beyond that.
Yeah.
And those two farms you passed on the way going to my dad's other farm, 100 acres, which he had near Peshawetown, where the Indian lived.